This is episode 1024. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm honored you're here as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're out and about doing different errands and you just want to do a meditation technique to help you manage stress triggers, or maybe you're getting ready to drift off to sleep. It's all good. We all start our slow down journey somewhere. And for me, I know it started with just simply sitting and sipping a cup of tea. And as I would sip tea and just relax, I started to experience this peace and calm. And then I wanted more. And so it led me on a journey to experience more stillness. So I started to study and do yoga and meditation. And at the time I was living in Japan, so I was able to explore all different kinds of arts associated with meditation. And that's really where it did start for me, is simply by sitting with a cup of tea. So honor your journey along the way, not rushing yourself into feeling like you have to sit down and meditate for half an hour in the lotus position. That's really not what meditation is all about, which leads me into our theme for this week. Every week here at the Daily Meditation Podcast, we focus on one topic and explore it deeply throughout the week. So our topic or our theme for this week is mini meditations, giving yourself little moments of stillness. Not feeling like you have to sit down and do a full long guided meditation, or otherwise what's the point? I'll be sharing with you ways that you can give yourself mini moments of stillness this week, using, as always, different meditation techniques to see what works for you. Meditation techniques can be done whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or in your chair, or if you are going through the most stressful part of your day. So that's why I love to share meditation techniques with you. And you can take these same techniques into your meditation. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I do share a different meditation technique every single day here on the podcast. And I'm excited to share today's mini meditation technique with you. So you can settle yourself in as you get ready to do a mini meditation, or as I mentioned, you can do these techniques going about your day. So it's just a matter of where you are on your journey. So as you think about a mini meditation for yourself, begin to relax the different areas of your body. So you can imagine doing this really wherever you might find yourself. People write in, send me messages telling me that they do meditations, a mini meditation, as they commute on a crowded subway, or when they're waiting in the dentist office, or when they're at the airport waiting for their flight and loud announcements are going off on the loudspeakers all around them. So you can do these mini meditations despite distractions that may be going on around you. One of my mottos is make your meditation ritual a little rough around the edges. And the reason I share this motto often is because many people feel a little intimidated by their own meditation rituals. They feel like if they are not in their beautiful meditation space where everything is very nice and they're not being interrupted, that they can't meditate. They can only meditate if they're in an uninterrupted, beautiful location. Well, I'm here to tell you that what I've noticed with thousands of people I've been able to help is that meditation is best when you can make it happen wherever you are. And so the point is simply to give yourself some moments of peace and stillness, regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of where you are, who you're with. Don't make your meditation ritual conditional. Make it as accessible as possible. So as you get ready to relax your body, just know that sometimes you're going to have aches and pains that you just can't shake while you're meditating. And maybe you're in an uncomfortable airport chair. That's okay. You work with yourself. Meditation is all about working with the moment, working with yourself in the moment. Whatever's going on, making it a situation that you can still find some meaning. So as you settle yourself in, or maybe you're out walking, just notice your posture. Try to keep your spine nice and straight. This keeps you alert and focused as you meditate. As soon as you slump over, you can just feel it. You can feel your attention, your focus, your energy fall. So straighten your spine and you immediately feel a burst of energy. And as you close your eyes, if you're seated, then keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. It's the same as your posture. As soon as you drop your eyes downward, you can feel your energy shift downward. When you keep your eyes elevated at the point between your eyebrows, this is often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. This is a good place to position your eyes because it keeps your thoughts elevated. And when your eyes are shifted upward, you reach towards hope, aspiration, those higher qualities about yourself that you want to tap into as you meditate. So your spine is straight, your eyes are gently closed if you're seated, and your eyes are in a natural, gentle way, slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows. And now begin to relax the different areas of your body. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your throat. Relax your shoulders. Relax your back. Relax your chest and your arms and your hands. You can keep your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Upward is a more receptive, opening position. Keeping your hands downward on your lap helps you to feel a little grounded if you want to feel a little extra support as you meditate. And then relax your stomach. And when you do so, let it hang out. Release your stomach muscles if you're tightening them. We like to suck in our stomach to look a little trimmer. This actually cuts off a full oxygenated breath when we inhale and exhale. One of the best ways to reduce tension in your body is simply to relax your stomach. This allows you to oxygenate your entire body, allowing your diaphragm to expand and take in a full breath of oxygen. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. If you feel any remaining areas of tightness or tension, inhale deeply through your nose. focus on that area where you're holding the tension or tightness. And as you exhale through your nose, breathe into that area. See if you can feel expansion created there. Continue to inhale and exhale through your nose. This keeps your breath nice and gentle. Not forcing your breath in any way, allowing yourself to breathe naturally and to, at your own pace, gradually shift into a state of peace and stillness. Some days this is faster than others. Just go with how you're naturally feeling today. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Just noticing your breath. Eyes uplifted. Spine straight. Your shoulders, your jaw, your stomach are nice and relaxed. Now you're ready to sit for just a few minutes. 5 or even 10 minutes of inner stillness. That's all you have to do. If your thoughts wander, bring it back to your breath. This will help you refocus your thoughts. And if you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation, I share those over at a membership site called Slow Down Nation, and there you get access to over 1,000 meditations, a private Facebook group, and a guide with all the techniques I share each week, nicely organized, so you don't have to remember what the breathing technique was or what the affirmation was. It's nicely organized for you. And you also get a journal. So if you want to go a little deeper into meditation, the journals are customized around each week's series. Again, this is at a membership subscription site at Slow Down Nation. And that's at my website, which is Sip and Om. Sip, S-I-P, just like sipping tea, and A-N-D, Om, O-M. I so honor you for what you're doing for yourself. And if you're still here listening, I would so appreciate if you would leave me a rating and review on iTunes. This helps others find the meditations, and it also allows me to make the meditation techniques I share with you each day just right. So I'd love to hear how you're doing in your own ritual. As always, sit in stillness just to the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.